Yiksiv Hocho, it says over here, Vayechoyguli by Midbar, says have this Chagigo, whatever it means in the Midbar. Yiksiv Hocho, another person says, Hazvachim o Mincho Higashtam li by Midbar. Mashma, they brought me the Karbonis in the Midbar. So in the Novi Amos, he's explaining that the Torah says, Vayechoyguli by Midbar means to bring Karbonis. So from the Neviim, from the Novi Amos, we know what the Torah means. Vayechoygu means a korban chagiga, because by the Novi said it means asvachim amincha higashnu b'midbar. For the Gemara, if so, the Mudashim now malal and zvachim, just like the Novi said, it meant to say they brought korbanos. Afkan zvachim. Who are them when the Torah says v'chagoysim moisachag l'Hashem? Torah means to say a tzivui to bring korbanos, and it means a korban chagiga. For the Gemara, if so, what does our Mishnah mean to say? Oh, my kaharim hatluyim esara. It's like a mountain hanging on a hair. Like it's a pasuk. The Novi is telling us that you had to bring kabbonis then. So what's so shrek? It doesn't say too much in the Torah. The Torah says divrei Torah and divrei kabbalah lo yafrinun. Really, you can't learn out divrei Torah from divrei kabbalah. What says in the Neviim is Neviim. What says in the Torah is the Torah. And you can't learn out one from the other. Zif was not called a clear limud here. So therefore, exactly how we know that the word v'chagoyisamoyisachag l'Hashem does not say too clearly in the Torah. So that's why it's called Zoni Kahar Hatluyim Besaru. Rashi says, Hilkach rem is bi'alma, Zoni rem is bi'alma, but not a real pasuk. The real pasuk was an Indian by Stasis of Halacha, L'moshe Messina. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Milois. The Halacha of Milois, that means if you have something that's hegdish, you have a piece of bread, you have money that's hegdish, then you take it and have enjoyment from it. You're over the Yisra Mila, so that's also, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, it's only a remnant. For the Gemara, Michtan Ksivi, there are a lot of psukim about being nana from hegdish. You can't have enjoyment from hegdish, so why is it only called a remnant? Amar Rebbe, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Lo Nitzucho, the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that Hilchas Milois, of being more the hegdish, having enjoyment from something that's hegdish, is talking about like this. Ella looking at tonight, like we learned like this. Hashliach shosa shlichusoi balabayis mual. If a balabas told the shliach, you go and take the money atop of my chest and use it, and that money was hegdish, talocher is the balabas is over the yisamila. Like we say, yesh shliach odvar aveira by mila. So hashliach shosa shlichusoi, he did what he was supposed to do. Talocher is balabayis mual. What about lo yosa shlichusoi? The balabas told the shliach, go take the money atop of the chest. And by mistake, the shliach took the money under the chest. So he did not do the shlichus of the balabas. So when he took the bottom money, he's doing it by himself. And let's say it came out that bottom money was hegdish, and he had enjoyment from it. The locher is shliach mo. The shliach himself is over the yisamil with him. Because the balabas is not, there's no shlichus. You're not doing what the balabas told you. So pshita, the shliach is over and not you. Yeah. For the Gemara, even in the case when you told the shliach, take that money and use it. So he took the money you told him to and used it. And my mall, how come the balabas is chayiv? The klal usually is, could somebody do the aver with the shliach and the balabas is chayiv? Like usually we say the klal is, ain't shliach advar avera. If you make a shliach, a messenger, you tell him to do something for you, and he's doing an avera for you, there's no pasha of shlichus. So here, when the balabas told the shliach, go and use this money, since l'maisa it's money shel hegdish, he's being over an avera, so why is the halacha the meshalach, the balabas is chayiv? So Gemara says, haynu ka'aror matluyim esara. This is like the chiddush that doesn't say in the Torah too clearly. So the Gemara, no, Omar Rav, Omay Kusha, what's so shveh here? Dilma shani mila, it's not from the pasuk in the Torah, that the halachas of mila are different than all over. The yalfo chet mitruma. We learn that it says the word chet by truma, and it says the word chet in the Torah by mila. So mach mitruma, mahosam shluchas v'adam kamoisai, just like by the pasha of truma. If somebody owns a field and he grows wheat, and he wants to take off truma, so he's allowed to make a shliach to tell the shliach, go down to my fields and cut off the wheat to take off truma for me. You're allowed to make a shliach to take off truma for you. Like here, it's the whole pasha of shlichas. We learn that from the pasha of truma. The Rashi says, Maasam shlukul kumaisa d'chsiv, kein terimu gamatem, v'yom amar, gamatem l'rabbi shluchachem. Just like you could take off truma, off your own tfuah that you own, who then you can make a shliach to do it. So it says the words chet by truma, there's a shlichis by truma, and there poshit, like there is a mitzvah. It's not an aver involved, but it says the words chet also by mila. So we learn out here also, afkan, shlucha shladim kumaisa. This is one of the three places that it's a chiddush shakra that we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Mila is one of them, shlichas yad is another one, and by tficha. If a gona for mochar v'tofach, the locher is tfichai v'yacha yosachayiv. These are three places that the chiddush shakra you say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So now that's the kasha here by mila, that if the shliach does what he's supposed to, that the balabos is chayiv, that's not a chiddush. The Torah says it, chet. We have a beferish to riba kron to say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira by mila. So what's the chiddush here? Elo amar rova lo nitzucho. I'll tell you, you only need this chiddush. Elo lekertani. We learn like this. Niskar balabais. Let's say the balabos told the shliach, told his friend Ruvain, do me a favor and take the money on top of my chest and buy something for me. Now later, after the shliach went, the balabos remembers, oivei, I told him to take that money on top of the chest, and that money is hegdish. So the balabos remembered what he did, niska balabayis. But for the niska shliach, the shliach did not realize that the money is hegdish, so the shliach by mistake is still going to take that money and use it. In such a case, the locher is shliach mol. The shliach himself is mol. For the Gemara, shliach aniyah, my covet, this poor shliach, like, what did he do? He didn't mean to do anything. He's listening to the balabos. The balabos told him, take the money. As far as he was concerned, the money was chulin. He's allowed to use the money. So here there's no din shlichis, because when the balabos remembered that the money he told him to take is hegdish, he of course has charotah now. That the balabos himself decides and say, oy vey, what did I tell the shlich to do? I don't want him to use the money anymore. So since the balabos does not want him to use the money anymore, it's like a bittul of the shlichus, and therefore the shlichus really is bottle. But Lamaisa, when the shliach goes and takes that money and buys something with it, Lamaisa, the shliach is enjoying that money, so it's an issa mila. Mila is even b'shegig also. Vakeh, that's the only time you chayv a korban mila. If you take something that belongs to Hegdish by mistake, you didn't realize it, and you had hanor from it, that's when you're over the issa mila, you have to bring a korban. So here the shliach, even though he didn't realize it, but Lamaisa, he's being over the issa mila. So Rashi, Niska balabais. Price even per basa de mila. Vochigasil Katanya. Niska balabayas shenchel hegdish. Achli gia shliach etzel chenvenivla. Niska shliach otzil shliach achayev. Shliach ania mayovit. Need the balabayas potter. We understand why the balabas himself is potter. The chiva, the niska, since the balabas realized what's going on, that he told the shliach not to take his own money, but to take money shel hegdish. And on Sadi, we know for sure the sula nichale b'shtichusim. The balabos does not want the shlichus to take place anymore. Teheich, umehash the lav shluchayu. And Melo, right now, when the balabos does not want you to do it anymore, automatically the shlichus is bottled. Umeyu shlich mayovit. But the kasha now is, but what did the shlich do? Like, true, the shlich has taken the smaller shlichus, but why is he at fault? He didn't realize that it's taking his money. That's the chiddush here. So Mura says, no, what's going on here? The Mar Mai Kushia. Dilma Midi the Evia might see Moyas Hegdish Nechulin. It's like any other case. So Rashi, Midi the Evia, Shako might see as Moyas Hegdish Nechulin. Bishoigi. That's all partial in the Torah. If a person of Moyas has in his house, money shall Hegdish. And he also have his own private money. And he made a mistake. He wanted to take the $10 bill. He thought it's his own money. And later it came out that $10 bill was Hegdish. So the locker is, Yechayiv Akorban Mila. That's the locher rollover. Even though you didn't realize that you're using money shel hegdish, lemaisa, when you do take it out, you chayiv a korban mila. So you're also pshita the shliach. True, the shliach did not realize that the money is shel hegdish, but so what? Lemaisa used it. He's a shaygeg. How about if he's chayiv a korban mila? What's the chiddush here? So Marian says, Elo Omar Ravashi. Lo nitzucho, the chiddush of our mishnah is Elo Likratnan. We learned like this. Notal even a kura. Let's say somebody takes a stone or a beam, a piece of wood, a beam, shall hegdish, that belongs to hegdish. Harezel moil, he's not moil. Stanley picks up the stone, he takes the beam, he's not moil. Nosnu lechaveroi, when a person takes it and gives it over to his friend, who moil, the chaveroi moil. Then we said this person has taken the stone and giving it to his friend. When he gives it to his friend, he's over the Isamilo, the one that gave it. He's over the Isamilo, but his friend that takes it and uses it is not over the Isamilo. That's the locha. So Rashi says, "Hu moal techivot shenosnu loy." Once he gave away the stone to his friend, hoytziyo miyad hegdish lechulin. He's like taking it out of hegdish's reshus and giving it to his friend that's going to use it for chulin. So that's called mila. But the chaver loy moal. Why? V'chol sheyasu bo. Whatever the friend is going to do now with this stone, there's no isamilo. To the dehi, because it belongs to him. V'yolei deechle shlum el hegdish kliyasiv. V'yashechotem in hegdish yishalim. Because the loch of a hegdish is like this. Let's say you have a hammer shel hegdish, and you take and start to use and have enjoyment from the hammer. When you're over the yisra mila b'shoigeg, the loch is the hammer goes lechulin. The loch is you have to pay back the dimei hanor, but the chayv itself is yotze lechulin. When you're moitzi the dover shel hegdish lechulin, the loch is taket becomes chulin. The kedusha goes off the chayfitz. Whenever you moal b'shoigeg, the kedusha goes off the chayfitz. The ma'aser that chayfus becomes chula now, and there's a chiyuv for you to pay money to hegdish. See, when you took this beam or you took this stone that belonged to hegdish and you gave it to your friend, you're being meitziyot now from the reshus of hegdish lechulin. So it's called you're over the yisamila, but the stone now loses its kedusha and becomes regular chulin. Therefore, your friend that takes it, there's no yisamila. He can do whatever he wants with it. Just you're over the yisamila. That's the halacha. So Gemara's asking now. Michti, Mishka Shokli. What does the first part of this price to say? That if you pick up this stone and you yourself use it, you're not over the Yisamila. You're only over the Yisamila if you give it to your friend. The question is why? Michti, Mishka Shokli. The guy is taking it to use it for himself. Mali hu, Mali Chaveroi. What's the difference? If he uses it for himself, he's not over the Yisamila. And it's not Yotzel Hegdish. But when he gives it to his friend, then it is Yotzel Chulin. What kind of svar is that? If the Yisamila is that you're taking something that's hegdish and you're enjoying it, so what's the difference if you enjoy it or you give it to your friend? So Gemara says, "Hainu kaharora matluy misara." That's what the Mishnah means to say. This din is a tremendous chiddush, and it's like a mountain hanging on a hair. For the Gemara again, no. Oh my kushy, what's so shver? What's the big chiddush about the spraisa? I'll tell you, pashup shot. Dilma kiddush Shmuel. The spraisa goes like Shmuel's halacha. The Yoma Shmuel. Shmuel said like this. Hocha, you know what we're talking about over here? The gizbar hamesuris loy avne binyan askinan. A gizbar means he's the one that takes care of hegdish. The gizbar means he's the gabai. He's hegdish's gabai. There's an inyan of the base of migdish, whatever is hegdish, and there's the gabai, somebody taking care of it. So the mal of the stones, whoever's makdish a stone to hegdish, gives it over to the gabai, and by the gabai, his rishus is the rishus of hegdish. So we're talking about now the gabai himself. So if the gabai himself, the gizbar himself, takes the one that's in charge as managing hegdish, if the manager himself takes the stone, so when he uses it for himself, there's no hoitzor, because his rishus is hegdish's rishus, like he's the manager of hegdish. So kol zman is using it for himself, there's no isamila. You didn't take it away from hegdish for your own use, because your own use is also hegdish's use. You're the manager of hegdish. The gizbar amesuras loy avne binyan askinan. The cholhecha demands chavishusa calls the man. These stones are in his rishus and the manager's rishus. The day manche, it's in his own rishus, like he's not being meitzi to hegdish lechulin. Mashenka, when he gives it away to his friend, then he's taking it away from one rishus to another rishus. That's called hoitzor. Then he's over the yisamila. Like Rashi says. Even before this, before he picked it up to use the stone, this stone was in the manager's rishus, so it was in your property before also. Hilkach, because the man just you yourself pick it up, you're not changing anything here. The tepik miyoda de hegdish, to say that by you using it, it's still like you're taking it away from hegdish into your own rishus that you don't have here, because your rishus is the hegdish's rishus. Therefore, the gizbar himself can't be over the yisamila. When is he over, though? Only when he gives it away to somebody else. So therefore, the price is also very good. There's no kasha here. So what's the element sefer? You know what's bothering us? The sefer of this halacha. It says like this. Bono b'tech beisai. You took this stone or you took this beam and you built it into your house. You used it part of your roof. Harei zel lo'mol. You're still not over the yisamila. Achi yidu tachteo b'sheva pruto. unless you live under that roof, you live in the house, and have enjoyment from the house worth a Sheva Pruta, then you're over the Issa Mila. But just by putting it into your house, you're not over an Issa Mila yet. The Kashrus is why Michti, let's see. Shinuya Shniye, the guy changed it. Before it was a beam, and now it's part of the house. Before it was a stone, now it's part of the house. If so, you made a shinui, you changed it. Mali dar, mali loy dar. What's the difference if you lived there or you didn't live there? The Ma'asalam al Hegdish is that the Yisamil is, you're taking it away from Hegdish. You made a change. So here also you changed it. So Rashi Shnuya Shniya. When you put it into the wall, into the building, you are kainer it b'shinu, it becomes yours. You like cemented in there, it's part of the house. So it's no more brick, now it's a wall of the house. It's called b'shinu, you made a change involved. Since you changed it around, it becomes yours, you're kainer it. So that's called oitzor m'shus hegdish. You took it away from hegdish, and you made it yours now. So why aren't you over the Issa Mila even without living there? So that's the Chiddush. Hainu kahor matluyim asara. That's what the Mishnah means. It's like a mountain hanging by hairs. But the Gemara again, no, what's so shver about this? Oh, my kushy, what's bothering you? Dilma k'derav. Maybe it also goes like Rav Zalocha. To Yoma Rav, Rav says like this. K'goin shenicha piyaruba. You know what you did here? You didn't cement this beam or the brick into the wall. You put it on top of the window. That's all. It's there. You can take it away also. You're just putting it down on top of the window. So therefore, e dar bay in. If you live there, have enjoyment from it. It's called you having enjoyment from Hegdish. You're over the Issa Mila. But eloi dar bay loi. But if you don't live there, you don't have enjoyment from it. Just from the fact that you put it on top of the window, you're not kaina. You didn't make a king. You didn't make a shinu yet. Rashi says, Shenichwa Piaruba, Lipka Lepake Karuba, you have a window, and you want to use a stoplight to close up the window. The whole Shaw Shayirtsa Naitla Vulashni Amidi. So all you did with this brick is you put it into the window, and whenever you want, you take it away. So the brick itself wasn't changed. It's the same brick you had before. So you're not kind of the brick with Shinui. No, so why is there an Issa Mila? Only if you have enjoyment from it. So when you live in the house worth the Sheva Pruta, it's called you had enjoyment from the brick, you're over the Issa Mila. But before you live there, there's no Hanor, there's no enjoyment, you're not over the Issa Mila. So Gemara again was Shver, what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Elo the Gemara says, Liyolam the Kedarava. We're going according to Rava. Or the Kokashaloch, Mida the Evi Amoitzi Moyes Hedish Lechulin. It's the same Alocha like Be Moitzi Moyes Lechulin. And Rashi the Kedarava means Niska Malabayis. In the case before, when the Balabas first made a shliach to take his money, and then the Balabas realized that the money is Hegdish, so he said the Balabas annuls the shliach, there's no more shlichus, so now the shliach himself is chayiv, so that's a chiddush. Before we said no, what's the chiddush? He's a shaygig like any other shaygig. So what's the chiddush over here? The Mor says no. Hosa made the idea the gezuzi the Hegdish. He boiled liyunei. Hocha miyodei. A regular case is, you know in your house, you have Hegdish's money. Just you thought it was in this pocket, and not in the other pocket. And by mistake, you took it out from the wrong pocket. That's called a shoygig. A shoygig means it's your fault, you should have known better. You should have checked into it better. You know in your house you have some Hegdish. So even though the money you took, you're taking now, you think, Taka, that's really your money. You don't think this Hegdish is money, but it's called a shaggy. You're doing an Avera because you should have checked into it better because you know you have Hegdish's money. But over here, the Shliach, what happened? The Balabas told the Shliach, do me a favor, take my money off my chest. So the Shliach doesn't have to know that there's Hegdish here at all. The Zalmish come out like an honest. So since he doesn't have to know he's not shielding at all, I would think there's no Issa Mila. Kamashtva, no, still he's Chayiv, still there's an Issa Mila. Hesosva made the idea, the Balabas himself knows that he has some Hegdish. Tika Zuzid Hegdish, your brother Leune, he should have checked it out well. And if he didn't check it out well, he's Chayiv. But Hocha Miyoda, he doesn't know. And Hainu Karor Matluyim Asara, this Chiddush, that the Shliach that does not know the Balabas has Hegdish at all, went and took the Hegdish to say that he's Chayiv, that's a tremendous Chiddush. That doesn't say anywhere, that's Karor Matluyim Asara. Right then it says, Mikra Muet Vilchas Merubis. That these things have small psukim, but a lot of halachis. Tono, Negoyim v'yoholos. The lachos of negoyim, when you have a nega, a plague in the house on your body. V'yoholos, tilchos, tumas, oil. When you have an oil over mace. Mikra, muet, v'alachos, merubais. The psukim say a little bit, but there are a tremendous amount of alachos learned out from those psukim. Negoyim, mikra, muet, tradigmara. Negoyim, mikra, muet. Negoyim, mikra, merubu. There's old pasha of tzad, there's a lot of psukim in the Torah that talks about the pasha of negoyim. So what do you mean a small psukim? Negoyim mikra merubois v'halachas mutas. Just the opposite. Negoyim talk has a lot of psukim in the Torah, but they're not that many chedushim. A whole list, the halach of oil over a mace, mikra muet. There's a small psukim about it in the Torah. V'halachas merubois, but there are a lot of halachas about it. For the Gemara, my nafkamina, what's the difference? If you have a suffix in halach inuchas negoyim, look in the psukim. Because there are a lot of psukim, the psukim explain it very well in the Chumash. But if you have a doubt, Allah can get to Ilchus Oilus. If you have an oil over the mace, if you want to know if there's Tumas mace or not, I am a Masnissen. Then you have to learn the Mishnahs in Masecht Oilus. There's a big Masecht Oilus, a lot of Mishnahis, Masecht Oilus. In other words, don't look in the Chumash. The Chumash won't help you out too much. The psukim and the Chumash are very small. The halachas are all about pair. You have to learn the Mishnah. So that's not Kamina. Hilchos Negoyim, the Torah says it very well. Look into the psukim, you'll understand it. But Hilchos Oilis, that you have to learn the Mishnah. Fight the Dinim, the halachas of Mishpat of Bezdin. Michtak Sivar, the Torah says all Hilchos Mishpat, full of psukim about it. Rashi says, Mefuroshin Yofi. Like you can't go stam and push the dinim that we have in the Bezdin. So the Gemara says, "Lo nitzur chor ala look at the Rebbe." Goes according to Rebbe Shita. Tetanya, we learn like this. Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, when the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh, it means mammon. You only have to pay money. It's talking about here in a case where two people are fighting and a pregnant lady is nearby, and by mistake, instead of hitting his other person, he hits the pregnant lady and he kills her. So Rebbe Shita is that since you were not niskaven to kill her, the halacha is your potter from Misa, but you have to pay money, you have to pay the Meisha, how much she is worth, you have to pay to a Yoshim. So that's this Rashi says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh Mammon. It means the money, the amount of her, the amount of the Isha, how much she sold for a Shivcha, that's how much you have to pay. So Mer says, Atuayma Mammon, Rebbe, you say it means money, or Enuela Nefesh Mammish. Maybe it's like the Chachomim Shita, that Niskavon Horek Zev Horek Ezeh, Yitaka Chayiv Misa, and the Mammish get killed. Ayanimala Nefesh Mamish. Sumer says no, Rebbe holds Nemru Nesina Lamato, for Nemru Nesina Lamala. It says the word Nesina on the bottom, it says Nesina Lamala on top. Mala Hala Mammon, Afkan Mammon. Just like over there it means clearly money, here also it means clearly money. Rashi says, it says Nesina Lamala Linyan Demev Lodis, the Yechsev Nosam Beflilim. In the case, well, let's say you do not kill the Isha, just she loses the Vlad. So in such a case, you have to pay the may have lad. You have to pay it to the husband. So just like over there, it's talking about paying money. But in the ratio, when it says nofesh, tachas nofesh, it also means paying money. So this chiddush does not say clearly in the Torah, because the Torah says really nofesh, tachas nefesh, you would think it means to get killed. So the chiddush is, according to Rebbe, it does not mean misa, but instead it means mammon. This does not say clearly in the Torah. All right, we'll stop here.